This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Button. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution, really, is you become part of the conversation. Right? Right? If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot of stuff going on up there. And, you know, I'd love for you to join up for the news weekly, I don't know what you want to call it, newsletter, right? I don't know. I guess so. Anyway, one way for you to stay in touch with the show, know who's coming on, topics we're going to be discussing, what we've got going on. Now, look, you know I've got an ongoing legal battle. I would love for you, some of you, to get involved. Help out any way you can. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever it takes. We're looking at a lot of money to defend us. And all they want to do is if you see they've done with others. They're trying to financially drive you into the ground. Look what they did to some of the heavy hitters who actually had a ton of money they were sleeping on. And they don't care. It's not about justice for them. It's about bringing down people they can't stand. It's really who have a difference. Well, actually, I'm going to say it's going to have a truthful opinion that they can't get away from. They can't crawl out from under their rock and squelch. So what they do is they get people like me and others, and you've seen them do it, and they try to bring it down financially. So anyhow, you can find out more about this. Just head over to therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. All right. I'm not making fun of this, but I want you to think about it. The Green Deal, the green energy, the move towards green energy. Look what's going on in Texas with the energy windmills. Okay, how much trouble that they're having there with them. And now Governor Abbott, well, he's ordering an investigation of the Texas Energy Company to find out why there's so many blackouts and people can't get warm, they can't get the heat, they can't cook for themselves. They keep their food cold by shoving it out on the balcony. You know, my good friend Sam Malone from the Sam Malone Show out of Houston, they haven't been able to do a show all week. The broadcast station that they're in hasn't had power. You know, a lot of the radio stations stations, they're in rented facilities. They're in buildings, not like the old days where you had to have 2.5 acres of land for just for the equipment. You don't have to have all that anymore. But Texas has hit it. There's 4 million people in Texas that are without power right now. Right? And they're hustling to get it up and running again. But they can't. It's going to be almost impossible for them to do it. Because, again, it was so dependent, or a lot of the power they had was so dependent on wind farms. How's that working out? Well, I think I was joking the other night. I wasn't trying to be mean about it. It's just real. If you think about what was going on, they actually had helicopters in the sky. Of course, like helicopters are underground, right? No, they had helicopters in the sky. And the helicopters What do they run on? They don't run on green energy. They run on fuel, petroleum, right? Petroleum-based, oil-based. Helicopter, the stuff made for the helicopter, again, petroleum-based. Right? They were spraying it with a compound, petroleum-based. We're doing good here. And the windmills that are made to produce wind energy are, ready? Come on, everybody, all in one time. Petroleum-based. So much for getting away from the usage of petroleum, right? And then they're stuck with, they're racing to get rid of or to administer over 5,000 COVID vaccines before they go bad. And again, my heart goes out to those families who have lost loved ones during this, and they're looking for another cold wave to come through. They're looking for more snow, more ice. And I'm sure that the eco-freaks are just, they're drooling out of the sides of their mouth talking about global climate cooling, warming change. You know, do your homework first. But nobody listens anymore. You know, it's almost wasted words, isn't it? Do your homework first. Everybody's so locked into what CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, Fox, and others are saying. They don't do their homework. What do I tell you all the time? Right? I tell you to even check me out, because I screw up from time to time. Not often, but I screw up from time to time. Usually, one of you guys catch me with a story that I'm excited about, but I don't check it out, and then whatever. It happens. What do I want to hit next? There's so many good stories out there. You know, when you see what's going on, again, I don't know if you guys are going to read it later on in the show, but Trump trashed Mitch McConnell big time in a statement he made today, and I think it's wonderful. Right? I mean, it's about time we start calling out the old guard. It's about time. I'm watching people I thought were friends of mine now, and they're turning on Trump. I don't think they were ever pro-Trump to begin with. It was a politically correct thing to do for a while. I know, it sounds kind of weird, but it's true. Especially within the Republican Party. And the majority of Republicans, this is what I find interesting. The majority of Republicans want Trump to lead the party. The only people that don't want him to lead a party are the old-timers, McConnell and such. We'll hit that more on the other side of the break. Also, Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute, talking about some of the wins we're having now. We'll see how long they stand. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something, you know, my favorite saying, right? Do something more than nothing. I don't know if it's proper English, but you get the point. You gotta be doing something. Push away from the Facebook keyboard. They are not helping us. You know, they're not doing you any favors. They're not allowing you to have free speech. I mean, a friend of mine told me that they actually went back 5 years ago on his site and started dinging him for stuff he wrote 5 years ago. So they're out of control. And I don't know if you can ever fix it. The only way you fix people like this is in the purse, okay? You hit them in the purse, and when the stockholders see what's going sideways and what's going wrong, they will step in and replace the guy at the top eventually. But you know, as long as you're making the big bucks, we'll see what happens. Anyway, let me bring him on. I always enjoy when I have time with him. Brad Dacus joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I have him on every week to discuss the, you know, the legal issues of data. There's a lot of stuff going on around us that we're not even aware of. And Brad, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you.
So let's start off a little bit too with California's got a lot going on. I know we didn't talk about it during the break before you came on, but I know that there's a lot of schools trying to reopen right now, and LA County just came down and said, okay, we're going to let the elementary schools open, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it looks like the numbers were hit last week to allow them to go back to school, but barely. And my attitude is, well, wait a minute. This is, I'm not going to go dressing the kid up, get him ready to go, tell him he's going to school next week, because they've done this before. This has got, at some point in time, we've got to work to try to make this more permanent. I don't know. Are we going to be able to win this war eventually?
Yes, definitely yes. It's our position at Pacific Justice Institute that, the closing of schools has not been good for kids. It's been bad for kids. It's not just our opinion. It's also the opinion of Dr. Fauci and the Center for Disease Control. They say send the kids back to school. They're not at risk. They're not at high risk. It's the studies show the flu is actually more dangerous than COVID as far as it kids at the elementary school level. So, and as far as spreading, they're not even major spreaders of COVID either, for that matter. It's something we've let politics overtake common sense and science and the facts. And so it's high time that we start having the kids go back to school. And I think hopefully we can learn from it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hope. But it seems like we can only get these courts to move when you give them, real science, real numbers, and even then it's kind of sketchy. Look at what's going on in LA County with the, with the restaurants being open or not open, and the judge just said, hey, look, give me some science, give me something to work with,
Yes. Yeah, and before, the courts were saying, a rational basis is just an excuse. Just give us an excuse. You say there's a pandemic, okay, that's enough, go do what you want. Now, judges like the Superior Court Judge Chafin, I believe it is, Judge Chafin, in the Los Angeles County Superior Court says, no, rational basis standard means you need to prove that you've thought it through and looked at the risk versus the benefit, the cost, the harms to everyone. And if you can't show that you've done that, then you really don't deserve to be deemed to have had a rational basis and be able to thwart businesses the way you are. The reality is, and this has been a big complaint of government in general, their bureaucratic mindset doesn't look at the consequences. They came out with rules, and it's just they don't realize the ramifications. They don't step back and look at that and let people's freedoms and liberty interests being impacted. So I think we're going to see more and more courts doing this. And we at Pacific Justice, of course, we prepared a special memo on our website that you can download it, 18 pages long, all about how businesses can reopen all across the country in spite of hostile governors telling them that they can't. And it's extremely helpful, and I encourage people to take advantage of that no matter what state they're in. I think it could be very helpful.
So they can actually look at what was what you wrote and apply
right.
That pretty much in the state that they're in, correct?
Right, and different states have different degrees of freedom and not, but they can take a look at it and apply it. We have after our analysis, we have eight different strategies and methodologies to take, and people can read through those and see which ones apply to them and their situation. But we want to see businesses open. We're talking about outdoor eating. Come on. Even the Center for Disease Control says outdoor eating and gatherings, that's safe. It's one-tenth the risk of indoor meetings and gatherings. With the air circulation and sunshine, it's not a material risk. Allow these to take place. You just have zealot governors like Governor Gavin Newsom and Cuomo in New York that just are not using common sense and seem to be loving the opportunity to be the controller, if you will, of our lives. And I think the people of California are responding to that very appropriately with the petition drive to have him recalled.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day and said, look, you don't stop at a 1.5. You keep going because you don't know what they're going to deny, what they're going to turn down signature-wise. I am sure they will do a better job scrutinizing these signatures than they did during the presidential election. I'm sure they're going to
have
a much higher standard. I find it interesting that Joe Biden and others are coming to his aid, coming to his rescue. And you look at this, you know what's going to happen is that Joe Biden is going to give him the money he needs to pull himself out, pull the state out of all the bad decisions they've made over the last few decades, which have absolutely nothing to do with COVID. I think you should have to prove what they spent on COVID, but and it'll make him look like a hero to a degree. But I'm hoping that his approval rating is so far in the tank, it won't help. I will tell you, Brad, though, I saw a number that was disturbing, which was of 100% of the people that they polled that actually signed the petition, only 35% of them would vote to remove him, which doesn't make any sense to me.
No, that makes no sense. I don't know who came out with that poll, but I'm willing to bet they didn't vote the same way I did in the last election.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know this. Again, it's just irritating as heck, you know, because people have become so either they're tainted towards voting, they figure they can't beat government, which is what I'm hearing from some of my friends. Why bother voting? We can't win anyhow. I say, well, with that attitude, you'll never win. And with that attitude, our founding fathers wouldn't have won. You know,
right.
So it's just crazy. All right, when we come back, we'll go to the phones, and then we'll continue on with our conversation about, are you letting your legal rights go by? Do we have a better shot now? Yeah, maybe not. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions across the country remain without power as a large winter storm has left nearly three-quarters of the U.S. covered in snow and dealing with record low temperatures in many areas. At least 16 deaths have been attributed to the storm, with a strong tornado in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing three. Utilities in several states have implemented rolling blackouts as power demands for heat and electricity have risen to record levels. Texas has been one of the worst hit, with more than 4 million people losing power across the state, and officials opening warming centers for those without power. Large areas of the Great Plains are under wind chill advisories, and winter weather advisories remain in effect from Maine all the way down to New Mexico, as another system is expected to bring more snow and ice to the south, Midwest, and Northeast later this week. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Remember, you can head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on. Let's pick up Pete from Washington. Pete, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Joe. Are you gone on Facebook? You done on Facebook? I stopped watching on there on the 31st.
Yep.
You post up saying you're all done on there. They pilled the video, throttled the viewer. What does that mean? So you're done on Facebook?
I'm pretty much done on Facebook, yeah. I'm not promoting it. I'm not pushing it. I'm not pushing Twitter. Twitter won't let us do videos
so is this,
there
is
at
this
all
live
anymore.
On, is this live on Facebook right now? Is this
there
live
might,
on Facebook?
There might be something. There might be something live up on Facebook, but it's nothing I'm promoting.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it looks like you did. You said you were done on the 31st. You said we're done, and then you kept posting on the starting on the 2nd. It looks like you continued to post your episodes. Well, why did you say you're done then,
Pete? Did you call just to argue, Pete? Because it's I got
no,
stuff
I
going
I
on in other places.
Censorship.
You
I
said
called
you called for censorship of social media. Yeah, let me put it to you real blunt and simple, okay? They took down two of our pages, 60,000 of our followers on Twitter, on Facebook. It probably is going up live. It's going through one of the other systems that we have going on. If it makes you really happy, I can cut it off. But I'm trying to get people to watch it on the website, so you won't find us anywhere else.
I'm not trying to tell you to cut off.
Have you heard me tell anybody to go watch me on Facebook? Have you heard that coming out of my mouth?
Well, the good news is nobody is watching on Facebook. I'm looking at it. You only have two live viewers.
I'm very happy about that. And why you're wasting your time there, I have no idea.
Anyhow. Well, I'm a patriot, sir. I'm a true patriot. I was wondering if we could get a moment of silence for all of the presidents in lieu of President's Day the other day. If we could get 30-second moment of silence
no,
to show our love
do,
for country.
You can't do 30 seconds of silence on the radio.
So
it won't work. Listening on Monday, I did honor the presidents. I did call out President's Day. All right.
Do you use an iPhone, Joe?
Pete, I really appreciate you listening. Have a nice day. Another waste of a minute and a half of my life. All right. Brad Dinkins, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I will say there was a gold nugget there that I think is worth highlighting, and that is the fact that you are encouraging people to watch this
on your website.
Right.
And I know one thing that we talked about on my program today was how people should not rely on Facebook or Twitter. They need to sign up, get to go to websites, or like in our case, we have a Legal Insider newsletter. It goes out once a week. It's direct. Facebook, Twitter has no power. Google has no power over the Legal Insider newsletters we send out.
Right.
We can't stop them. And so people need to be much more thinking things through, signing up for newsletters, going to websites like yours, and watching things directly and getting information directly. I think that's a part of what we need to be doing now, because it is so obvious and outrageous.
Yep.
What's taking place. And, you know, in fact, we had, I think you'll find this interesting, but we just found out that Twitter just removed Project Veritas.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful organization that's exposed Planned Parenthood, and they're selling baby body parts. Yet they've shut them down. So.
Oh no! But we already listen. I'll give you some more updates. Twitter has removed over 70,000 conservative websites. Okay, I mean not websites. Pages or whatever they call themselves.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo, right? Hercules. Facebook pulled his page down, his personal page, not even his political page, pulled his personal page down, over 500,000 followers. So for those of you, it's a waste of time. You know, we go out on some independent sources like, Range Broadcasting. We go out on them live every night. They don't store the videos, but we go out on them. We go out on a source called eVault. We're out on Boxcast, which is our own source, and you find that on our website. So, to your point, we are finding independent ways to get it out there. Some of those rebroadcast in other places, and so be it. I don't really care. It doesn't cost me any money. If people want to, like the fellow called, said there's only two people watching on Facebook. You know, it's really funny. When we started, first couple of years, we would get 200,000 views an hour. And they've taken four of our pages down, three of our pages. So I'm done. I mean, only an idiot would keep chasing that, wouldn't they?
Right.
Seriously.
Exactly. And I wish that President Trump would get some smart people around him or some entity and create clear alternatives to Facebook and Twitter. I think Parler has resurrected from the dead, if you will.
Right.
That's good. But in the long term, we're going to need to have alternatives and hopefully also maybe legislative reform to...
What scares me with Parler, though, is they're hosting on a Russian-based service. Yeah, they are.
Oh, no.
So, you're sitting here going, so what if the Chinese stepped in and said, hey, listen, we got data centers all over the place. We're more than happy to host you. I don't know. I'd rather go down to give them that information because they're not protecting your data in any way, shape, manner, or form.
Yeah, that's disturbing. It's really disturbing. So,
but that's the only one, you know?
Yeah, if we could, we can have someone with the capital to come out and the influence, that's why I say Donald Trump, and say, okay, enough is enough. Here's what I've set up. Here's a, different host, da-da-da-da, and switch. On this day, we're all going to switch. We're going to shut down our Facebook and Twitters. We're going to switch over here. I think the American people are ready for that, so we'll see.
So let's talk a little bit about, you had a case in front of the Ninth Circuit Court. It was supposed to go back to the Ninth Circuit Court about churches. And what did you tell people about that?
You bet. So the Supreme Court rules, the United States Supreme Court rules, that California cannot ban indoor church services because other entities are allowed to have 25% occupancy, 50%, or even 100%, like with airports. So they said at least 25% occupancy like other businesses. Well, that goes down to the federal district court level and all the way down. And Santa Clara County says, all the other counties say, okay, we get it. Churches, you can have indoor services. But Santa Clara County, the home of Silicon Valley and San Jose, okay, says, oh, no, we're different. We're different. We have different rules, and we're more restrictive on others, so we're going to continue having the shutdown of churches, no indoor services. Not one person, even no matter how big the sanctuary, can be in a church, so or a synagogue. So we at Pacific Justice Institute, our chief counsel, Kevin Snyder, filed an emergency motion for injunctive relief against that. The judge granted it. This was like rapid fire. The federal judge in district court granted it, and we thought, great, fantastic. Well, Santa Clara, instead of saying, oh, gosh, we were wrong, we had bad counsel, they go ahead and file an immediate writ to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to appeal it, basically an appeal, and the Ninth Circuit reverses the federal district court and says, yeah, Santa Clara County, yeah, you can keep churches closed, completely closed if you want. Since here, there's more things that you keep closed as well. But there's other things. We're just going to ignore the big airport that is 100% occupancy and is stuffing their every seat on airplanes, and that's controlled by the county. We're going to ignore that. So go ahead and keep those churches shut down. So now we're doing right now at Pacific Justice Institute. Today we've been working on filing. This is like rapid fire. We're working on filing, I think it's tomorrow, an emergency petition to the United States Supreme Court to reverse what the Ninth Circuit is doing and Santa Clara County specifically, and we'll hopefully get that reversed. And in the process, establish some even broader, stronger case law protecting the rights of churches and synagogues across America.
Do you think the Supreme Court justices at times when they get these cases back go, what is wrong with those idiots down there? I mean, we were pretty clear with our original ruling. What is wrong with these yo-hos? Whatever. I think
well, first they had the New York decision. The Supreme Court ruled on against Governor Cuomo and said, what are you guys doing shutting down all the churches, all indoor services? This is ridiculous. And so then the case, you know, we had that case out of California. It goes to, you know, Ninth Circuit says, yeah, no, we're interpreting it differently. So this is the third time the Supreme Court's going to be hearing this basic same issue.
If I was there, my ruling would include, if any of you guys do this again, you're going to jail for 90 days for contempt of the Supreme Court. I'm Joe Messina. That's why I'm not a judge. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-29 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring it back on. Brad Dacus joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Before we get rolling along, Brad, in conversation, let people know what you do, what you can do, all about PJI and how they can help.
You bet. Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, and we're very unique, as you know, Joe, in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We don't cherry-pick at just a few cases across the country. We make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road ever when it comes to those issues. And we have more offices coast-to-coast than any other organization of our kind to make sure we can follow through and make sure that happens. And local level, school board members, state legislative level, bringing cases to the Supreme Court. We're all over the map, wherever the American flag's flying, and we're happy to serve anyone listening to this broadcast. If they want assistance or they want to financially support our work, that's where we're able to do it without charge. Or they want to get our free legal insider newsletter or that memo to businesses about how they can reopen early, just go to our website, pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
Yeah, in looking at what's coming up, you and I were talking during the break, I think the Supreme Court's going to be working 24/7. Part of my concern, though, frankly, with that, everything going to the Supreme Court is when these rulings don't go the way Joe Biden wants them to go, you know, he's got that little commission he put together, a little committee he put together to look at. He says he's looking over the whole judicial system. I don't buy that for a second. I think he's trying to figure out how he is actually going to get to put another, you know, maybe four justices on the Supreme Court. I am concerned immensely with that. What's your thought on it?
I'm more optimistic as usual. so I think Biden is doing this commission thing to placate the left, and he's a part of the left now. He's a part of whoever's around him, telling him what to do. But I think he's trying to placate the left about stacking the Supreme Court by having this bipartisan commission to review this, you know, restructuring the courts. He knows he doesn't have the votes in the U.S. Senate. The votes are just not there. Unless he picks up more votes in the next midterm, and I think he's going to lose votes in the next midterm in the Senate, assuming McConnell can keep his mouth shut and not, you know, hurt the Republican Party like he is. So that's another topic. But I think we're going to have a good shot at taking more seats in the Senate. But right now, Biden doesn't have the votes. The senator from West Virginia made it very clear, Manchin, that he is not going to support stacking the Supreme Court. He's not going to support a new justice or Puerto Rico or Washington, D.C. becoming a state and getting two senators added to the role, and he's not going to support getting rid of the filibuster. So,
well, let's see how real he is, though. Let's see if he really falls through with it.
Yeah.
Again, you are the continued optimist. I'm not. I look at this stuff, and they've bit us before. You know, Democrats have bitten us plenty of times before and telling us they would vote one way and didn't. They voted another. So we'll see what happens. He is moving. Joey B is moving at lightning speed to overturn pretty much everything that Trump put in place. It's almost like kids fighting in the school ground, you know, playground. And now, you know, he's going, well, you try to do it to Obama, we're going to do it to you. What's going to happen when it flips again? Are we going to do this all over again?
Yeah, possibly. I think, for example, the Keystone Pipeline. People say, look, it's done. I said, no, I don't think it's done. They do, you know, they'll cap it. They'll freeze it where it's at. And I think in 2024, we'll have a different party in the White House. We'll have control of a different party occupying the Senate and the House. I think we'll see the pipeline turn back on and you know, continued construction. As far as the border, sad truth is he's freezing, even though it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to halt the construction of the border wall more, to halt it. According to the contract, we have to pay these damages. He's going to do it anyway, even though it makes economically no sense at all, even though the wall has already proven to slow down human trafficking and illegal immigration. It's like he is insane. He wants them to catch and release
into the country.
It is insane.
Into the country, not catch and release or catch and send back to Mexico until they can be, you know, vetted. He wants to catch and release them into this country and request and beg that they show up for their court hearings. But it doesn't happen.
Yes, they won't.
We heard it under Obama. 92% of the people that were released never showed up for their court hearings.
Right, and they
this
won't.
This is insanity.
And at the same time, he's planning on trying to grant amnesty and citizenship to 11 million illegals that have come here.
He can't just do that with the swipe of a pen, can he? I mean, Reagan couldn't do it.
Well, I'm concerned about that because I do believe Reagan did do an amnesty.
Yeah, it was 3 million, but he had the help of the Democrats. He had to work with the Democrats to get it done as a whole, is my understanding.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was executive order, and I hope I'm wrong. I'm concerned.
I hope you're wrong, too.
I know. My understanding is that Biden is planning on implementing it via executive order, and you know, that may be contestable in court, challengeable. But it's very frightening. It's going to cost a lot of American jobs, It's going to hurt our medical system, our Medicare, Medicaid, weaken our Social Security. It's going to have serious ramifications on the general welfare of America when they do that. And of course, their goal is to get 11 million Democrat votes from these people who won't be able to speak English, but they'll be here. And he wants the 11 million votes. If they get 11 million votes, it's going to be very difficult for the Republicans to win the presidency in the foreseeable future at all. If that happens, that's very concerning. If he's able just to pronounce 11 million as not only getting amnesty, but also citizenship.
Well,
they
put out 11, but we all know it's closer to 30 million.
Right.
When you do the numbers, and depending on how he puts it out there as far as amnesty goes and what have you, again, you may end up with 30 million, not 11, to your point. The sad part about it is, again, Republicans have done a crappy job of getting the message out there. You know, I think it's hilarious that when they come over here, and we've caught them in L.A., in L.A. County, where, you know, the SEIU are the ones that lay out the tables for the immigration ceremonies, the swearing in. And, you know, they put out the voter registration cards. They put out all kinds of information. We have cut the voter registration cards, but Democrat already checked off on them. And the way it's explained to them is because they came here for democracy. They came here for the democratic process. And they don't really understand the difference between Democrats and Republicans and what it actually means.
Yeah, you're right. Sad. And that's very, it's very sad, very problematic. Yeah, it's very, very problematic.
It's funny. It's almost like when the Republicans go into fight, they go into fight a situation with the mindset we're going to lose. It drives me nuts. And when you look across the country, you look at the election. The Democrats had attorneys ready to go in every state. They were ready to pounce on anything that didn't smell right, look right, or feel right. What happened to us? We played catch-up, and we shouldn't have been. We should have been all over this, knowing it was coming, knowing it was happening. President Trump said it. He said they're going to cheat. His words, they're going to cheat like hell. We need to be ready for it. And we weren't.
Yeah, and they did. And they did. And
yep.
And we're paying the price for that. The American people are. I am optimistic that we're going to see states adopt election reform, anti-fraud election reform.
Yep.
And I think that will have a positive impact moving forward. But we've got to put our pressure on our state legislators, particularly in red states and states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, yep. Wisconsin.
Right. They've got to move now. They can't wait. They have to move now.
Right.
Start the
Absolutely.
Legislation now.
Exactly.
You know? So, again, it's just amazing to me. With all this stuff, and we need to fight back. We need, you know, people need to be supporting organizations like PJI, you know, and Brad Dacus, because they're out there fighting for it. They're out there fighting for your liberties, for your rights. Can I say fighting, or can't use that word anymore?
You can use it.
Okay,
it's not illegal.
I don't want to get you in trouble. I mean,
no, we are fighting. We're fighting hard, very hard. Lots of cases all across the country without charge.
Yeah, and you're in quite a few states now. You've grown quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, we're in California, Oregon, Washington State, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, New York, serving also New Jersey, and we're looking
York.
At.
You need like 200 lawyers for New York, don't you?
Yeah, it's keeping it. We have two attorneys there working with us, and they're a great part of our staff team. And then we have. But we're also targeting Atlanta, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago. Chicago's my favorite right now to target. And then maybe Wisconsin. And those are some places we also want to target and open up new offices in the next year to 2 years. So if anyone hears this, they're in any of those cities, they know people in those cities, contact us. We want to get those offices open and all the sooner.
All right, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Listen, coming up in the next hour, it's been a while since we've had these people on, but the Black Conservative Federation is still alive and well and working hard. We're going to hear from their chief of staff, and we'll hear from the communications directors on what they're doing now. We'll be back in a little bit.
That was good.